On Tuesday, voters will head to the polls for primary elections in Ohio, North Carolina, Indiana, and West Virginia. And of course, it's a midterm year, and political analysts will be looking at red states like these, states that Donald Trump won back in 2016, to gauge Republicans' chances of staying in power come November. Today, we're going to look at the Republican Senate primary race in West Virginia, where candidates are hoping to unseat Democrat Joe Manchin in the general election. Joining us now from Morgantown is Dave Mistich with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Dave, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So who are the main candidates in West Virginia's Republican Senate primary?
Well, there's six candidates in this race, but there are actually three front runners. Number one would be Evan Jenkins. He's a congressman that represents the state's third district. Secondly, you have State Attorney General Patrick Morrissey. And rounding out those top three is Don Blankenship. He's a former coal executive with Massey Energy. He was their CEO and spent a year in prison for willfully conspiring to violate mine safety standards. So quite a list there.
And a lot of attention has been paid to Don Blankenship. I want to get to him in just a second. But the other two candidates you mentioned, are they running close to Donald Trump right now?
Absolutely. This entire race has sort of been marked with not just the two of them, but all three of those top, well, all six candidates, actually, that have been trying to align themselves with Donald Trump. You know, there's been questions of who voted for him in a primary back in 2016 here. They've been calling themselves out on this, that, and the other, basically trying to out-Trump the other. That's sort of the narrative that we've seen all along.
And not to be outdone, of course, the third candidate you mentioned, Don Blankenship, the former mining executive who went to jail after multiple people died in the Upper Big Branch mine disaster, has been running, shall we say, an interesting campaign. Let's take a listen to some of the ads.
But if you want jobs, if you want to end the drug epidemic, and you want to protect the unborn, you need to vote for me. One of my goals as U.S. Senator will be to ditch Cocaine Mitch. Swamp Captain Mitch McConnell has created millions of jobs for China people. While doing so, Mitch has gotten rich. In fact, his China family has given him tens of millions of dollars.
And, of course, we'll round out those two ads with a tweet from the president himself this morning, who said, to the great people of West Virginia, we have together a really great chance to keep making a difference. Problem is, and this is the president, Don Blankenship, currently running for Senate, can't win the general election in your state. No way. Remember Alabama. Vote Republican Jenkins or A.G. Morrissey, says Donald Trump. Please give us your reaction to that, Dave.
We've been waiting all along to hear whether or not he's going to weigh in on this primary. And so this comes out now. I should mention that this tweet from the president follows, you know, comments on Twitter from Mitch McConnell's former chief of staff, who tweeted something to the effect that Blankenship was the West Virginia Roy Moore. Trump's son, Don Jr., also tweeted something similar, asking the people of West Virginia to not vote for Don Blankenship because, no, as you said, no more fumbles like Alabama.
So let's ask you for a quick dissection, too, of some of the Blankenship ads. There was a mention of, quote unquote, Cocaine Mitch. Can you briefly break down who that is for us?
Right. So he's speaking of Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and he's referring to him as Cocaine Mitch by way of McConnell's wife's father, who owns a shipping company who was once implicated, never charged at this point, in being caught with cocaine aboard one of the ships that he owns. So kind of a stretch to get there.
And the ad we heard before that was also, we could say, racist in many ways, racially insensitive. I mean, are these ads resonating in the region?
It's hard to tell. You know, I think Blankenship is fully aware of what he's doing. I think there's no question. You know, whenever you say things like China people, it's hard for that to not resonate with them one way or another. What we've seen over the past couple of days is that there was some worry that Blankenship was gaining momentum. Patrick Morrissey, the attorney general that's also in the race, said that he was submitting a letter to Blankenship's probation officer out in Nevada to find out whether or not he's qualified to be in the race. So there, I think, is some concern as to whether or not Blankenship is surging sort of in these final days leading up to the election.
Dave Mistich is a reporter with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.